Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Michael Merrill, who is the superintendent for the Somerville Union School District. Mr. Merrill, next thing I want to ask you about is, besides Somerville High School, you know, what are the other campuses and places that the district oversees?
We have three necessary small schools, one located at Mountain High up in Pinecrest, Cold Springs. Our alternative high school is Long Barn. In addition to those, we have then Somerville High's main campus, and then we have an adult ed program on the main campus, as well as an independent study program on main campus.
When you say necessary small schools, what does that mean?
They serve very remote areas, and so smaller number of students that it's difficult for them to get to the main campus, specifically during, you know, winter weather and those kinds of things. So the state has allowed for necessary small campuses. So.
Okay. Is that a state requirement or something that the district does to help out those people in those remote areas?
It is something that the district does to help out.
The Connections Academy, that, as mentioned, is on campus at Somerville High School as well. You know, if people aren't familiar, what is the difference between Connections Academy and just the high school itself?
I think Connections Academy is one of the most exciting parts of our campus, that it offers the artistic side of our student clientele, varied opportunities in music, theater, and dance, and so forth. But you wouldn't know a Connections student from a Somerville High student by just walking on the campus. They don't have, you know, uniforms or anything. They move in and out of classrooms. A Connections student can actually start in the seventh grade. So we do have a seventh and eighth grade, 32 students join us on the Somerville High campus, and they go through a rotation of classes, all their core level classes, and then they have at minimum two classes that are considered Connections classes, so arts classes, whether it's theater or music, choir or band, a dance, and so forth.
The starting in the seventh and eighth grade, you mentioned about 32 students. Is that a competitive process to get in, or?
It is. We've used a randomized drawing when we need to use that, but students do a performance to get in, so they actually have an application process, they perform, and then they are invited to join the program, and so it's been a great opportunity. We had 22 students that promoted from the eighth grade into our ninth grade program this year, so we did a promotion ceremony for them, and each one of them was able to perform during their promotion ceremony. It was really a fun time.
Those who go the Connections route, the curriculum, is it still the same to graduate?
It is, yeah. It still meets all the A through G requirements, but you'll always take at least two Connections classes throughout the if you're there all 6 years, each year you're going to take at least two of those classes. But otherwise, they meet all the other graduation requirements that are necessary for or required for Somerville Union High School District.
And you say they still take classes over on the Somerville part of the campus as well?
They do, yes. So they'll have Spanish, for example, with our Spanish teacher, or math with one of our math teachers. But then they may have dance with a Connections teacher, or theater arts with the theater teacher. So they just move in and out of all the programs. And like I say, you don't notice who's who on the campus.
For Connections Academy, to get into that program, can you live anywhere in Tuolumne County, or do you have to live in the Somerville District?
No, you can live anywhere within the county. It's a dependent charter, so...
Also want to ask you a little bit, I had heard that the Somerville Parent Nursery School, which has been connected with Somerville High School for many years, there is no longer going to be connected with Somerville High. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have an MOU that we initiate every year to make sure that we can continue this relationship. And this year, the Somerville Parent Nursery School Board elected not to sign the MOU. They wanted to go their own direction. So we had a teacher assigned through Somerville High School to that position. And so that was a position that will go away now, since there is no longer a relationship between Somerville Union High School District and the Somerville Parent Nursery School.
Okay. Next thing I want to ask you about is programs that Somerville High School has to help graduating students go either to college or the workforce. What are some of the things that the district does to help the students?
We do quite a few tours of college campuses. We participate in the Claim Jumper Day through Columbia. Columbia has been a great resource for our students. We have 52 of our graduating seniors this year that are attending Columbia College, largely because of the Promise Grant, which has been phenomenal. So they've had an opportunity to go and meet with counselors there, select their courses, and it's just a great opportunity, and it's very close to home.
And then I understand the school also had a scholarship ceremony as well. Did you get quite a few scholarships from the community?
Yes, our community is extremely generous when it comes to the financial support for our students as they move on to the next phases of their educational careers. So I apologize, I don't have the actual figure in front of me of how much, but it was a large number.
You know, you mentioned Columbia College being a good working partner. Do you have pretty open conversations with their administrators over there to try to help your local students find a good pathway?
We do. We're always looking for opportunities to offer Columbia College classes on our campus so students can have dual enrollment. And so we're offering two courses this upcoming year. We'll have one sports psychology class that is actually one of our Somerville teachers that has been hired by Columbia for one period to teach the sports psychology class to our students. Then we'll also have an instructor from Columbia come and do the Guide 18 class. So a guidance class, all getting ready for college and what you should expect and how to prepare and applications, letter writing, all those kinds of things. So that's very helpful.
Sports psychology, is that designed for people going to a certain post-college career path?
I think, yes, generally it will be. We have an athletic class that's already offered on campus, but this is kind of that next level for those students that may be interested in some form of, you know, post-high school education with regard to sports.
Athletics at the high school level, is there still quite a bit of interest at Somerville High School for the various sports programs?
There are lots of students that are playing sports, that's for sure. And we've had a good year. Obviously, we had a section title this year in women's soccer, which was a long time coming, but a great group of students. And then our various other athletic programs have done very well.
During the summer months, are you gearing up for the fall sports season?
Absolutely. We already have some practices happening, you know, students just in the weight room, out running by themselves on the track, sometimes coaches providing workouts for them and so forth. But yeah, lots of good opportunity for students to stay in shape.
The new school year will be here before we know it. You know, for incoming freshmen, as a superintendent of schools, what kind of advice or recommendations would you have for new students coming in?
Any students coming in, I always recommend get involved. You know, your high school years are very favorable years. You meet lots of friends that become friends for life, and getting involved in clubs, whether you're an athlete or not, going to athletic events or to the plays or concerts, you know, just be involved in your school. Give back to the school what it's trying to give to you.
Besides the athletics, you mentioned with plays with Connections Academy and so forth, are there other opportunities for kids to get involved?
We have lots of clubs on campus, and they meet at various times, sometimes before school, sometimes after. Many of them meet at lunchtime. So lots of opportunities for students to be involved in things they're interested in or clubs they want to start. They can go through the ASB and start a new club.
You know, Somerville High School being a rural school district in California, are there advantages when it comes to being a rural school district? And at the same time, kind of the other side, are there challenges that are created as a rural school district?
I would say the major advantage is that I get to know my kids, and that's the most important thing for me. Knowing students by name, getting to meet their families, helping solve issues that they have, problems, whatever, or celebrations. If you get into larger school districts, unfortunately, people sometimes just become numbers. You don't know them as well. It's harder to get to know them. But I think our staff is very caring, and we like to be there for our students. But, you know, we also you struggle to offer the breadth of program as you get smaller. Sometimes larger schools can have a teacher teaching all their classes in advanced placement courses. Our school, we have 5 advanced placement courses that we'll be offering this coming year. And that's various teachers in various domains.
Money related, the bigger school districts have more money to spend, I take it?
More students.
More students,
so they
right.
just have more students, and so they can offer more of those kinds of those programs. Certain programs are very expensive to run. Our career technical education programs are expensive to run because they require lots of very specific equipment. But those are things that our students deserve to know are out there. We're always looking for what kinds of jobs are available for our students after they graduate high school or after they go to college so they know what they're heading for. If they don't have even access to that, they may never know what's available.
Being a smaller district, when you have teacher openings, has it been pretty easy to fill openings, or is it a challenge to get applications?
I think with our salary schedule, it tends to be a little bit favorable for us to find teachers, but always difficult to find science, math, special education. Those are the areas that we really struggle all across the state. Those specific areas. There just aren't not enough of those folks.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the superintendent of Somerville High School, Michael Merrill, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on PG&E's power shutoffs that they are planning to do at some point during the summer fire season if conditions call for it. We're going to hear all about that and what's all taking place behind the scenes and what it will mean for PG&E customers in the area, what they should expect. That's next week on Motherlode Views. We'll be joined in studio by Brandy Merlot, who is a PG&E spokesperson. Also joining us next week, Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. Our final segment of Motherlode Views is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.